Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Prepositions are wonderful things. If there's any part of speech that can be truly said to characterize our generation, it is the preposition. We are the preposition generation. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Prepositions are the parts of speech for our generation because prepositions are all about relationships. They define for us the relationships between groups of words and ideas. And in our text for today, we have one very important preposition. St. Paul writes to the church in Philippi, Dismus mu phanerous in Christo genesthai, which the ESV translates, it has become known that my imprisonment is for Christ. Now, it's entirely appropriate to translate the Greek phrase in Christo with the English for Christ. The lexicon tells us that the Greek preposition in may mark the cause or reason for something, and that's how the ESV takes it here. Paul is in prison because of Christ. In other words, the imperial guard and everyone else has come to know that Paul is in prison for preaching the gospel of Christ, not for robbery, not for theft, not for any other kind of crime. A quite appropriate translation. And yet, it does not tell the whole story. In the verses that follow, Paul notes that some have taken the occasion of his imprisonment to preach Christ out of envy or rivalry with him. And after saying that he's content with this state of affairs as long as Christ is preached, he continues by expressing his confidence that whatever happens to him, whether he lives or dies, it will be a good thing. As he says in verse 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if we look around in our text to try to find the source of Paul's confidence, we may be left somewhat perplexed. The apostle states his confidence, but he does not explain it. Unless, that is, we go back to our one little preposition, in. You see, the imperial guard and everyone else may know that Paul is in prison in Christo for or because of Christ. But Paul knows something more. Paul knows that even in prison, he remains in Christo, in Christ, in yet a very different sense. In the sense that the lexicon describes as a marker of the circumstance or condition in which something takes place. Paul is confident, confident of his present and confident of his future. Not because of something that he has done or his native talent, but because he understands that the fundamental reality that shapes his life is not the fact that he is bound by chains in a prison cell in Caesarea or in Rome, but the fact that he is bound to God in Christ by the grace of God, united with Christ in baptism, and that by this grace of God he lives before God and before man in Christ and for Christ. For Paul to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because if he lives, he lives in Christ. If he dies in Christ. In prison, in freedom, in wealth, in poverty, in health, in sickness, in joy, in sorrow, All the circumstances of life find their meaning in the one great circumstance of his life, the fact that he is in Christ. And Paul has this same confidence for his listeners as well. For you are also in Christ. As Paul writes to the Galatians, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. And so you are, heirs of the kingdom of God. Not adopted into his kingdom on the basis of what you have done, but having been born again into it by being united with Christ in his death and raised with Christ in his resurrection. For you to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because if you live, you live in Christ. And if you die, you die in Christ. In prison, in freedom, in wealth, in poverty, in health, in sickness, in joy, in sorrow, in class, all the circumstances of your life find their meaning in the one great circumstance of your life, the fact that you are in Christ. Whether here or elsewhere, you are in Christ. Whether you serve a large, growing congregation or a small, struggling one, you are in Christ. Whether you are free or like Paul, bound by the chains of a prison cell for the crime of preaching the gospel in China or Saudi Arabia, the central reality that shapes your life is the fact that you are bound to God in Christ by the grace of God. United with Christ in baptism, and by this grace of God, you live before God and man in Christ and for Christ. In Christ, you are the heir of God's eternal kingdom. In Christ, you live today. Whatever your calling in life, whether teacher or student, husband or wife, father, mother, child, friend, soldier, worker, prisoner, king, or citizen, your vocation is a holy calling because you are called to it in Christ. Prepositions are wonderful things. They teach us about relationships. In this case, they teach us that God relates to us in and through Jesus Christ, that God has positioned us before himself and declared us not guilty in Christ. They teach us that God has bound us to himself in Christ and that we are safe in God's faithfulness. They teach us that in Christ, God sends us out into the world to bear witness to our hope and our confidence, and to call others into this same faith, into this same peace, into this same life, present and eternal, in Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.